beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight's episode, Psionic Chthonic Necrotronics Book. In my club, I have lectured to my initiates and intermediate students on the topic of space-time and the power of the mind over temporal components in reality. This area of psionics also ties into working with chthonic forces, which is essentially the energy of the dead pouring through the veil between worlds. Tonight I am going to podcast about how psionics has changed the way we use the power of will and intent to work with the underworld. So without further ado, let us begin. I published a book for the general public to learn about divining the dead, and a little something more than this, perhaps. We can work with all manner of ghostly energies by interfacing with very simple instruments, gadgets, and radionic machines, as well as the miraculous prayer board. Now, for those who do not know about the prayer board, it is simply a psychometric touch energy infusion instrument for working with psychic or magical energies within a fixed and balanced geometry. What this means is whatever we're working with is going to be in a balanced energy form and more safe to work with than any other kind of magic. The prayer board allows operators of the esoteric knowledge to influence the metaphysical composition of reality. That is, we can work with the threshold between mind and matter in a very simple series of methods outlined in my books, but methods of which, when operated correctly, can have very powerful, long-lasting, and spectacular results in the real world. And my book goes into more detail than this. I will also discuss the various metaphysical philosophies of other authors and my experiences of communing with the dead, and then I will present you with the methods and simple instruments that you can build at home, or even photocopy from my book and print out and work with these patterns. In any event, allow for me to explain why divining or dowsing the dead is a benefit, or why this activity would even remotely be desirable. I've known many people who have died. Unfortunately, people who have died a little too young. Some in their teens, some in their 20s, their 30s, 40s, 50s. So my perspective on all of this has left me feeling rather, well, left behind by those who've crossed over into the netherworld. Yet I've never thought of necromancy or speaking to the dead until one day a friend of mine who had passed away came to my doorway and spoke my name in his familiar voice. I realized instantly this was no hallucination, for it was accompanied by a very ghostly feeling, a chill. I actually was hearing my friend's voice on the air right before me at the front door to my parents' house. At this time in my youth, I had no knowledge of necromancy. I barely understood what constituted as actual magic versus the usual more popular cultish fetishes or the pseudoscience quackery, though I did, however, understand meditation, which I practiced regularly. I was more of a mystic in my youth rather than a magician. So many years went by with new experiences of those people I knew passing away, coming to speak with me, and in some cases leaving me little clues as to the continuance of their disembodied minds or disembodied personalities. As encounters and experiences added up, I began to have a very different shift in my perspective and my view of what is life and what would be death. This is possibly what ushered me toward learning about speaking to the dead. But in the beginning, I was presented with a maze of various claims of speaking to the dead on television, printed on the pages of New Age books, or dreamt up in various fictions. Nothing of value or practical knowledge appeared in the mainstream channels. Even the New Age itself yielded little value to fill my needs. So I arrived at a dead end, and no pun intended there. Essentially, I felt that I was, well, disempowered, really, because I had no means by which to control my experiences, and the invisible realm kept knocking on my door, taking me for a ride in my dreams, some out-of-body encounters, or just encountering the mind of disembodied personalities. But these experiences, as I said, were unfulfilled, dissatisfactory, short-lived, or entirely outside of my control. My only gain was that I was now incredibly certain that the human mind somehow survives the death of the human body. But that was all. This left me convinced that I had no means by which to direct any future experiences that were waiting for me in the road of life. Like most people, I felt rather powerless in an unfeeling cosmos, much like a pawn of the Archons, or perhaps a puppet dancing around on the strings made by the gods. My journey through interesting encounters, travels abroad, and even living in different countries allowed for me to come into contact with new conditions, environments, and these conditions and environments pulled and shaped my perceptions. Later, the works of Charles Cosimano led me to learn about dowsing and radionics, and I eventually trained under Mr. Cosimano for some years, and I learned about applying my psychical realizations to psionics and machine dowsing. Eventually, I succeeded in meeting other minds, those disembodied personalities, but this time it was shifting over to my terms because I had the knowledge, the training, and the instruments. I had discovered how to control my own experiences of speaking to the dead. Since those days of initially working to perfect my skills in dowsing and radionics and, of course, my psionic meditation, under the guidance of Mr. Cosimano, I have ventured beyond the teachings of my former mentor into new thresholds of reading thoughts from disembodied minds, and perhaps more than this. My book, Psionic Necromancer, is invaluable to anyone who wishes to learn secrets. My book, Psionic Necromancer, is invaluable to anyone who wishes to learn secrets from the dead. Catch up on old times with friends who have passed away, or if you simply need some reassurance that your loved ones do indeed continue existence, but on other levels of reality, in a disembodied personality that lives within the invisible realms, then this book is for you. The good news is that my books are now in print. These are nicely illustrated and artful masterpieces. Each book is exactly what a collector of psionics, radionics, magic, and the esoteric knowledge will enjoy. Well, that about wraps up this episode tonight. So, thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight, and until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.